This week's Cotton Newsline is Six Cuts. Cuts 1 and 2 are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cuts 3 through 6 are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Would provide $17.3 billion in discretionary spending authority for the Agriculture Department and other related agencies, roughly a 13% cut from current funding.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Amendment by Jeff Flake of Arizona would lower the maximum adjusted gross income a farmer can have in order to be eligible for certain subsidies. Also on a voice vote, the Appropriations Committee accepted an amendment by Representative Flake of Arizona to reduce direct payments to cotton producers by an equivalent amount to the funds transferred to the Brazilian Cotton Institute. The committee subsequently accepted an amendment by Representative DeLauro of Connecticut to transfer those savings achieved by reducing cotton direct payments to the Women's, Infant, and Children's Nutrition Program.
Cut 3. Coming in 3, 2, 1.
There were two amendments that affect that agreement. The first was offered by Representative Flake of Arizona that would call for reducing Upland Cotton's direct payment by an amount necessary to fund the monies that are going to the Brazil Cotton Institute. And that Brazil Cotton Institute was one of the aspects that was created as part of the framework agreement. Representative Laura of Connecticut followed that and, in fact, used that reduction in the Upland Cotton direct payment money to, instead of moving those funds to the Brazil Cotton Institute, would in fact move them over into nutrition programs. So in essence, the combined effect would be to stop the payments, which would violate the agreement between the United States and Brazil and open the door for Brazil to seek more than $800 million in retaliatory actions.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Obviously, it's a reduction in cotton's direct payment, which would be felt directly by cotton producers. I think from a broader perspective, the fact that it would actually violate the agreement and then open the United States back up to retaliation, which goes across a number of sectors of the U.S. economy, is the other major concern, because the framework agreement really laid out a roadmap for trying to resolve this dispute with Brazil as part of the 2012 Farm Bill debate.
Cut 5. Coming in 3, 2, 1.
So it became a much more restrictive eligibility test for farm program benefits. We certainly are deeply concerned about that particular change, because that's a change that really cuts across all of production agriculture and has effect coming into the latter stages of the 2008 Farm Bill and modifying those provisions with just a couple of years left in that piece of legislation. And the whole issue of means test and eligibility was debated extensively as part of the 2008 Farm Bill, and we anticipate that it would be debated again as part of the 2012 Farm Bill. So we certainly, in this uncertain economic climate, do not want to see those types of changes being done as part of an appropriations process. That should be left to the Farm Bill debate and the authorizing committees.
Cut 6, coming in 3, 2, 1.
First, it will have to go to the House floor for a debate and vote, and we haven't heard a timeline on that. And then at some point, the Senate would have to take up their appropriations bills, and once they had a set of appropriations bills, those would have to be conferenced and any differences reconciled between the House and Senate. So there's still several steps left to go, and the timing of when that happens is uncertain. And I think as we look forward into the coming weeks, the NCC is just going to continue to work with leadership in both the House Agriculture and Appropriations Committees to try to hopefully reverse these amendments that have been included in the bill up to this point.